Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dear grace, in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes,
America,
and the eagle fly.
That's right, folks. Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Coincidentally, ahead of the program today, there is no such thing, by the way, I found this card that my friend Don Setter used to distribute. Called Don Sense. Get it?
Oh, yeah. Like it.
Don Setter, yeah. Don Sense. He was, of course, the namesake behind DS Beverages.
Ah, okay. I know I recognize the name.
Which is the famous Budweiser distributorship here in the Red River Valley. And these Don Sense cards were kind of his constant sayings that they put on cards.
Yeah.
Rest his soul. He was a dandy. And here's today's. It's always a great day when you live in America.
True, 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 true.
So remember that, folks. Is everything perfect right now? Is everything wonderful? Of course not. We have the failure of leadership in a profound way. People wanted to get rid of drama, right? They didn't vote for Joe Biden for anything other than he was, in their mind, the lesser of the and who even knows between all this legal theft and all the crap that went on. Look at 2,000 meals, whatever. This was. However you count the votes, anybody that voted for Joe Biden voted for him. Why? I want less drama. I want less tweets. I want just, you know, please
get back to the money laundering and the corruption.
A little
please?
Bit of
yeah.
quiet. Yeah, yeah, a little bit of quiet. Yeah. Let's just have a, you know, it's like Obama. No drama, Obama, right? I mean, it's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But guess what? Tell me you don't want what we had back. This is unbelievable. You want drama? Turn on your television. It's everywhere in every way. But It is still America.
They're working on it, though.
President Biden has directed the administration to work urgently.
So there you got that.
I want us to solve the baby formula crisis here, okay? Can we do that? Let's just take one of the issues and see if we can solve the problem, okay? And let's engage in this little exercise on this Friday. By the way, Chris Kobach will be here, bottom of the hour. A wicked good attorney who was part of the Peter McCullough event last Friday, who successfully fought on behalf of Miller Insulation and DTN Staffing, two North Dakota businesses, to stop the OSHA mandate on the vaccine mandate for businesses with 500 and less people, okay? And he is leading the charge now for members of our military to not have to be subjected to this. They actually have, you know, the idea that, look, if I serve my country, can I decide my best health care route, or should you, right? Senator Kevin Cramer will join us. This 30 land grab that the feds are undertaking, he says, is absolutely real and has an example from this week of how they're licking their chops at this. So we'll talk about that more with Senator Cramer and, of course, your calls as well. One solution is breastfeeding. That's one solution. Now, it is 2022 and very different time than when I grew up. My mom breastfed all of us, and it worked beautifully, and there's, you know, some say health benefits and everything else. I do think it's a good reminder that that is an option, and however, if moms are in the, you know, the workforce and everything else, there's additional steps. You have to, you know, pump and then and then store and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, we did it.
We got a note here from a listener, a little upset, that the formula shortage is being such a hue and cry when the best milk is available through mother's breast.
Which is spot on.
Here's what she said. Women who don't breastfeed are being selfish or are misinformed about getting through challenges with breastfeeding.
I think a better way to say that would be women who choose not to.
Hospitals.
A lot of them can't.
Hospitals right. And pediatricians need to step up their education and promotion of the best milk available, and it's free.
Of course.
Listening to a woman totally ignore the issue is a disgrace. Women make all kinds of excuses, but if they truly love their children, they will give them the best milk available. Breast milk.
True.
Start promoting breast milk. Contact, I don't know this name, Lalechi Kieg to learn more.
Well, she's right. I
mean, and by the way, right. you guys are men who may not understand breastfeeding. Did you know women can pump their own milk and store it? I didn't know that. My mom did it.
Acutely aware of that for the months that we did it.
That's been around for decades. I feel as though some women can't breastfeed. That excuse, that's lame. My twin was a public health dietitian who was in a breastfeeding coalition and shared many things with me that I did not know. Health of the baby is better.
Absolutely. Builds immunity. Breast milk is the standard. It's the gold.
Liquid gold.
Absolutely.
Is what she went on to say is the best protection against infection, disease, even COVID. Women choose not to do so for a variety of reasons, but where there is a will, there is a way.
Well, there's a will and a way now, because you can't get it formula even if you wanted it. So those that are maybe choosing not to breastfeed are thrown into the deep end no matter what they're doing now. So
yeah.
Let's go, Brandon.
So there's that.
Good point, though. Yep, she's right.
There's that. Is that the fix? Not for everyone. Various reasons. Some women cannot.
Some infants have allergies to it, and there's all kinds of issues, but yeah.
Right. But Barbara, thank you for pointing that out.
Yep.
And she went on to say that her neighbor is still breastfeeding her twins. She's had challenges doing that, but she believed in it and stuck with it. If she can do it, anyone can. They're 14 months old, and she still breastfeeds them.
Oh, that was my wife had such problems with it, but man, she stuck with it, and it was tough.
So that's one solution, and some people
are doing that
right now. Yep. Are solving the crisis that way. The other would to say maybe we ought not sweep the shelves of baby formula and send it to the border for illegal immigrants. That's not a good optic.
Well, that's my question too, Scotty. Is how much are we talking about? Is down there? They said pallets. Is it semi loads full of it and how much is missing, and where is it missing the most?
I can about bet
you.
Those
are the questions you have to ask. Where does it need it the most? How much is there? Let's go.
I can about bet you.
It's not rocket science.
That they said, "Oh, crisis! We got we got to sweep this stuff up, get it down there." Get on this. Can't have that. Have they solved any crisis?
No, but they're working urgently.
These yahoos, have they solved one crisis?
They've been instructed to work urgently.
Working urgently.
I feel better now. They're getting an outcome solution. But
let me hear that again because I'll feel better. But I know that they're solving the crisis of the moment, of their creation.
President Biden has directed the administration to work urgently.
There you go.
Why didn't he work urgently to open up that plant? The FDA said, hey, shut it down.
You think he'd be working urgently on that right now?
Right.
And you think we'd hear news about the contact that was made, the plant operations, when it's going to happen, a statement from Abbott? Anybody seen anything like that? No.
So, we got a couple things here, and I'm curious what people think of Barbara. Thank you, Barbara, for the note, by the way, what they think of that solution, and whether or not, she said all this out loud in 2022, and, sometimes that causes, and this is, by the way, a mother, a female, that is sharing this with us, so it's not our opinion. Not some, knuckle-dragging, testosterone-fueled, dudes here that are suggesting this. This is a woman in our audience, and I'm curious what people think about that. And maybe a time for a bit of a reset in that regard. I will say this. The pressures economically on women, given the fact that, you look at what we pay just in taxes, we pay for everything. The pressures are really for two-income families. They really are. And you know, you can choose not to, and obviously, you know, do more with less, but all of society's pushing that way. Sometimes I think it's good to do a little bit of reset and said, why is that? Why do we pay what we pay? Why is it economically unfeasible to do it otherwise? Why don't we fix that? Why don't you say enough already of this? Right? Take your country back. There shouldn't be, like, okay, it's impossible to make that choice. This is my thought there, which is part of the problem. Then leads to say, okay, if I'm in the workforce, I'd suffer to obviously breastfeed your child, right?
Yeah.
So there's this ripple effect of everything. I just resets the word I'm thinking about today in a good way. And to think about where the priorities ought to go. What's your take on this? Solve this crisis for us or any other. Commander-in-Chief is not capable of doing that right now. Give us a call. 258-0550. 258-0550. Kevin's playing for the camera. What are you doing over there?
I'm saying call me. Call me.
Call us, Todd. Get the ringy dingy dingy go 258-0550. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pukwich in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pukwich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by MyPillow. Our friend Mike Lindell is doing battle every single day. Every single day. Against the cancel culture, for one. Banks canceling him. Big box stores canceling him. Shopping channels canceling him. So we're making up the difference. We're standing in that void for Mike Lindell and the team. And what does he do? Give us great deals. Buy one, get one specials on all kinds of items. let's do the math on that. If I buy one and I get one, then it's 50% off. How's my math, guys?
Spot on.
Is it okay? All right, good.
Let me check the Biden inflation number on that.
Would you?
Much higher than you say.
Please do that. 50% off. Buy one, get one. Mike Lindell on the team. Better Business Bureau will be calling. You can't say 50% off, Mike Lindell. We're canceling you. Oh, I see. Okay. He's canceled by everyone, but not us. Not the fine listeners of this program. 800-506-9028. Get you the great deals. 800-506-9028. Do that today. Stand up for somebody that's battling. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Someone asked if he and Dinesh D'Souza have compared notes on with 2,000 Mules and Everything Mike's Got. I thought it was a valid question. I wasn't sure.
I think they're on different tracks.
Yeah.
I think Mike is...
maybe they should.
Tracking one kind of fraud.
The machines, basically.
It's one. Yeah. He's just been state by state going after these efforts, whereas right. Dinesh D'Souza... has, and isn't it amazing to see how Dinesh D'Souza is being put through the ringer now?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's publicly available data. All he did was gather things that were already existed. Now, Bill O'Reilly even yesterday was, you know, peeing in his cornflakes about it, saying, well, you got to know who these people are. You can't use a cell phone to track them. Well, cell phones have, we have an ability to do that. The government wants to find out who these people are. They can find out who these people are. We have the video and we have their cell phone. Come on. They can figure this out. Baby formula. Lots of feedback on this. Texter says, this is a long one. The breast milk thing is absolutely BS. The point is that American citizens are being deprived formula, and it's being given to the illegals at the border. And moms who choose to formula feed their babies might be in a life situation where they can't breastfeed. We can't all be stay-at-home wives and mothers, have to work to provide for our families in this crappy Biden economy. Believe me, I'd love to be a stay-at-home mom, but life has become too expensive in this day and age. Thankfully, formula feeding has allowed us to adapt to the world we live in. So Barbara can kiss my The last word escapes me. Kiss my
Well, I got it.
$2 signs. Yeah. $2 signs.
Another texture says, boobs, literally designed to feed babies.
No doubt about it. Who doesn't know that? And who doesn't know the great benefits of breast milk? I mean, come on. Any parent or anybody that's done, I mean, you can do 10 minutes of reading and find that out. That's obviously the first choice. But I think the point is that if a woman chooses not to right now, that decision's kind of being made up for.
Let me play sexist male pig here for a second.
Okay.
Is there any part of this that seems like a wake-up call to what's most important?
Yes. I would agree. Yes. I would say yes.
What's most important? And I wouldn't put all this on women. I think men have to have the biggest truck, have to have a four-star stall garage, we live in a culture where we just want more of everything. And our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents didn't live like that. Now, we live in the greatest country in the face of the earth. All this is available to us. But if we do it at the expense of our children, I'm just asking if we're losing sight of what's most important. It's got to be asked. That's a male chauvinist pig in me. Feel free to let me have it. 258-0550. Texter says, just wanted to share, breast pumps are expensive. Instead of pumping for our third child while nursing, my wife caught her letdown from the opposite breast. I don't know what that means. The letdown was about equivalent to what she would previously pump. She didn't have to buy pads to catch that letdown, which would have been soaked with milk and then thrown. God bless. All right. Above my pay grade there. Texter says, well, clearly breastfeeding makes sense. It's a natural thing. What makes more sense than for a mother to feed her baby herself?
Clearly.
I think we all agree on that. The question is, when it's not possible for somebody, what then? Okay? What then? Texter says, all I can say is we need Republicans to win in the midterms and take this country back before we have total demise of this country. Frank in Western Springs, South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Lay it on me, Frank.
Hello. thought.
It is Westington Springs. You're right. It says Western here, but yes. I know what he meant. Go ahead, sir. Yes.
I've heard that you could make formula out of carnation condensed milk and some other ingredients, and maybe the older folks in your audience could call in and say if that can be done.
All right. I bet there's a YouTube channel for this by now. Right?
Well, I've done a little bit on this in the last couple days, too. I can tell you, ultimately, no. Breast milk and formula are the two best options. There's a number of recipes that they're throwing out. But ultimately, the bottom line, check with your pediatrician. Get together with your doctors, with anything
good
else.
Good advice.
Get with your pediatrician and see what they say.
Thanks, Frank. Wendy in Wahpeton. Yep. We'll add a female voice to this, most appropriately. Wendy, go ahead.
Hi. I have nursed quite a few children, and I think it is the best option. I don't think I would word it quite the way that I think it was Barbara said on your text. It, of course, is best for the baby, but I always know there's somebody out there that can't do that, and sometimes it is maybe selfishness, but I think mostly there's other reasons. It is the easiest way. It's a lot easier than formula, not only because of expense, but it's easier. You don't have to get even out of bed if you didn't want to nurse a baby. But I think it's kind of funny where I will hear people talk about it and act like all of a sudden now people can start nursing a baby. Unless you just had a baby yesterday or the day before or today, you can't just switch to nursing a baby. They're going to rely on formula at that point because you're going to be dried up.
Use it or lose it. But it's got to start at the beginning. Day one.
When I first started nursing a baby, it was, 41 years ago. And it was actually looked down on. I had people say a lot of negative things and say it was disgusting. And that was a time where, hospitals, even in the last years, they would give you, they knew you were nursing, they'd still give you samples of formulas and push the idea of formula on you. And
unbelievable.
I think that was the companies that were doing that.
Throwing that at them. That's the famous women's lib era. Yeah, for sure. Where they
right. That's big pharma.
And part of the reason we are in the society and the culture we are in today. Wendy, great points. Thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate that. Sue and Mandan, when we come back as well. And Chris Kobach will join us. Another texter says, it's something every woman needs to decide themselves. My wife needed to do formula. My sister-in-law was so desperate to breastfeed her daughter, ended up malnourished, went to a specialist in the cities. Mothers need to decide. I think we all agree on that, too. Just talking about the options here. More after this. From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a plot twist on Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter. The world's richest man tweeting this morning his highly publicized plan to purchase Twitter was temporarily on hold over a report of fake accounts on the social media platform. Same story, different day as gas prices continue to rise.
AAA reports the national average price for regular jumped 2 cents from Thursday to $4.43 a gallon. That's the highest price ever for the fourth day in in a row. At $3.95 a gallon, Georgia has the lowest statewide average and is only one of three states below $4 per gallon. At the high end, California is now up to $5.87 a gallon, the most expensive in America.
Katie Lewis reporting from the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Ever saw with Darius Rucker. Very good.
Top four with
top five. No, he wasn't with Hooley. It was when he was starting his country guy.
Oh, yeah.
Darius Rucker has a birthday today.
55.
We didn't miss that.
56.
Time.
Double nickels.
We missed
55.
We missed Superstition earlier on Friday the 13th. But we didn't miss the Darius Rucker, so way to go. Friday lunch specials at PetraServe USA today, friends. Goulash in Harwood today. That's where the drive up to I-29 Harwood exit. Valley City Fish and Fries or Chip Beef at PetraServe USA. You're getting the drift here. It's home cooking and grab and go convenience. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Fried chicken or fish and chips. Country fried steak at the 12th Avenue I-29 location. NP Avenue meatloaf today. Beef stroganoff in Glendon. Meatballs in Yulin. You never go wrong with meatballs, by golly. PetraServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience.
I need to get the chicken fried steak in Glendon. Put that suggestion in.
I will do that.
You don't rarely have that.
Sue and Mandan, just ahead of our guest, Chris Kobach, talking about the efforts on behalf of our military. Sue, what's on your mind today?
I'm thinking about the nursing issue. God gave us a natural thing. It's very easy, except if there were problems in Bible times and all the way up to the 20th century. If a woman had a problem, she used a wet nurse, someone who had nursed their baby and was about done, and they still had milk, and they could nurse your baby. So that was another natural thing. Okay, in the 20th century, we developed formulas and stuff. And in World War II, we decided that sterilization was the all-important thing. So my mother, after World War II, had her first baby, and she wanted to nurse, and they said, oh, no, that's not clean enough. We can't sterilize the milk. So, you know, they chased people to bottles and formula and stuff. So in the 60s, a group developed called La Leche League. You made mincemeat of their name earlier. It's La Leche League.
Thank you.
La Leche means milk in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, and so they retaught women to nurse, and then they developed the tricks to help yourself. I had a friend who had to go into a dark room, sit in her chair, not a dark room, but a room by herself, sit there with a good book and drink orange juice, and then her breasts would let the milk down, so she could nurse. I could nurse anywhere, anytime, but, you know, she had to, you know, have a private thing. Anyway, so I just wanted to correct your pronunciation of La Leche League and do a short history of nursing. So,
like you did.
We live in a broken world, and so there are always problems. God's given us the natural formula, but there are problems. So
sure.
There's always been a solution.
It just seems like this is a good tap on the shoulder. You know?
Yeah.
Tap on the shoulder about what is available, and just the human body is just talk about God's creation there. Just phenomenal.
Yeah, right.
You think about it. Phenomenal. Sue, thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Chris Kobach is a wicked good attorney who has fought and won against the federal government for North Dakota businesses on the OSHA mandate, and now he's taking on efforts for members of the United States military who are up against the same thing. Nice to have you back, Chris, and thanks for being part of a wonderful event last Friday night with Peter McCullough. That was marvelous, wasn't it?
It was great. I really enjoyed being in Fargo and seeing all the people there, man. It was huge, a packed auditorium, and great spending some time with you, Scott. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was great. It really was. You had a busy week. Talk us through what you're up to.
Well, I was in Fargo on Friday and Saturday, and then on Monday I was in Omaha arguing a preliminary injunction hearing on behalf of the 36 members of the Air Force who I'm representing, along with some attorneys from the America First Policy Institute, and we are suing because the Air Force is violating their First Amendment rights and their Religious Freedom Restoration Act rights by forcing them to take the vaccine mandate. And we're asking for a preliminary injunction to stop the Air Force from discharging these airmen or otherwise punishing them. And it was a very interesting hearing. Three of our plaintiffs took the stand. One of them, a pilot who just returned from flying missions for 6 months in Qatar, unvaccinated, won the award for the top officer of his grade while he was there in Qatar. But never mind, because the Air Force says if you're unvaccinated, you're not fit for deployment. So much for that argument. It was an interesting hearing. Another thing that came out, which did get some news, was the fact that the government admitted that they, even though they have denied 7,596 religious accommodation requests from members of the Air Force, they have granted zero. The only ones that they have quote-unquote granted are cases where the airman was about to leave the Air Force anyway, about to retire. So they said, well, okay, fine, we'll grant it. So pretty shocking admission from the Department of Justice.
Yeah, how do they explain that? And did the judge push on that?
The judge did push on it, and they didn't have a good explanation for it. This is especially troubling when you consider that the Air Force has granted over 3,000 medical and administrative exemptions to the vaccine mandate. So it seems that the Air Force is more than willing to consider your exemption request if you've got a medical reason. But if you have a faith-based reason, the Air Force doesn't want to hear it, and they seem to have made a blanket decision that every single religious objection will be denied. And that's hostility to religion, and it's sad to even say that here in America, that the U.S. Air Force and the other branches of the military would adopt a policy that is so hostile to people of faith.
At a time when we need every single member of the military, talk about how many dollars are spent training these heroes?
Oh yeah, it's astonishing. So many of the pilots fly the RC-135, which is a reconnaissance aircraft, out of Offutt, and others fly the KC-135 out of Wichita. It costs $5.5 million per pilot to train one of these pilots of the RC-135. They are some of the most highly trained, expensively trained, expert pilots in the world. And the Biden administration is saying, yeah, we don't care. Let's just throw them out of the Air Force. Who cares about that investment? But that investment wasn't Joe Biden's. That was your investment, Scott, and my investment, and the investment of every listener. We paid to train those pilots. And it gets worse. There's a shortage right now in the Air Force of 1,650 pilots. They're 1,600 pilots below what they need, and the administration is using the excuse of a vaccine that doesn't work to kick out hundreds more. Our group is 36 plaintiffs, but as I say, there's over 7,500 plaintiffs who are in this lawsuit, and many hundreds of which are pilots. So we are hurting our readiness. We are violating the religious freedom of our airmen, the very people who are fighting for our freedoms. And there's just no good reason for it.
What did you seek in court this week? What is the relief you're looking for here?
So it's called a preliminary injunction, and that is basically asking the court to stop the Air Force from doing anything else to harm these pilots and doing anything else to kick them out until this case reaches a final resolution, whether that be in district court or on the Court of Appeals or in the Supreme Court, basically to, you know, preserve their rights until this case is ended. And I think we made the case well that should be done here. And indeed, the Air Force is just moving very quickly to get rid of people who have filed religious exemption requests.
This is unbelievable, folks, that the United States military is disregarding basic, simple freedoms of their members. And it's just, especially now, I mean, why they would still hang on to this. Any theories there on why they are dying on this hill?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's in part it's just a bureaucratic mindset that has been given a direction by Joe Biden back in August of last year when evidently Biden told the military, you know, I want you to use your authority to get as many people vaccinated as possible. And they just seem to have ignored everything that's happened since. I mean, way back in November, the CDC acknowledged that the vaccines don't stop the spread of COVID. And so the whole rationale for why you would do this to stop the spread within the armed forces is gone. And we pointed out to the court, look, there's lots of other things you could do, which the military did do for much of the 2 years plus of the COVID pandemic, including testing people. And if somebody, you know, tests positive, then isolate that airman for 10 days or 2 weeks, whatever the time is, and then allow them to come back to work. And that is a much better policy than just vaccinating everyone, thinking the vaccine works magically and no one's going to get COVID, and moving on, which is what the military prefers to do. It just, it's nonsense.
When do you expect an answer on this, Chris?
The judge said that he would rule as soon as possible, in his words. So I would expect that means probably within a few weeks, hopefully sooner.
And the success rate of victories here is pretty astonishing when you think about, Biden administration is not batting very successfully here, are they? On any?
No, they're not. Well, they're not. So as you mentioned at the beginning of this segment, the OSHA mandate fell when we brought that lawsuit, and others brought similar suits that were combined with it. So they lost on that one. They appear to be about to lose on the mandate for contractors, federal contractors. I think they will eventually lose on this issue in the mandate for the military. They have succeeded in their vaccine mandate for CMS recipients of Medicare, Medicaid payments from the federal government. That one they seem to have prevailed on, but no, they're batting way below 500.
What is your theory on how they can crank out these jabs, but they can't crank out baby formula? They can't solve a crisis anywhere else.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think this administration has decided that it wants to solve certain crises and it doesn't care about others. So it doesn't particularly care about the religious freedoms of the airmen. It doesn't particularly care that we have, you know, multiple millions of individuals coming in illegally across the border and wants to make sure that they get the baby formula. But this shortage that American women are seeing just doesn't seem to bother them as much. It's mind-numbing when you try to figure out why they think this way. I really don't have an answer for you.
Chris Kobach joining us today, Citizens for, what is it, the Free Alliance of Citizens?
Alliance for Free Citizens is my organization.
Yeah, Alliance for Free Citizens, and boy, do we need an alliance like that these days. Also working with the America First Lawyers as well. And again, successful. When we come back, question from the audience for Chris is a follow-up to the conversation last Friday night with Peter McCullough. Stay tuned for that. Brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Now more than ever, man, is it important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and a portion of every dollar to organizations you care about, that fights for causes you care about, is what they do. Donate with every single dollar they get. 972-PATRIOT or online at patriotmobile.com/flag family. You're going to love them. More after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The sand Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition, nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Love it before the top of the hour, back with Chris Kobach, attorney in court this week on behalf of our military, and an effort for religious exemptions to be honored, for crying out loud, by the military in the vaccination mandate that they have handed down. A listener says, if the lawsuits are successful, what will be the recourse for those wanting to get back in, Chris?
Well, it depends how the court would write its order. But, you know, we are asking for all of the airmen to be protected, and if any of them are discharged, that they be allowed to come back in, that if any of them are suspended without pay, that they, you know, that they'd be reinstated and be given their back pay. But at this point, it's more of a just freezing everything where we we are, because the Air Force is moving so quickly, and the other services are doing the same, moving so quickly to kick people out. We want, you know, just a halt to that until this case is fully litigated in court.
Let's see here. Another listener has a question for you. Ask the attorney, in order for a prescription to qualify for emergency use authorization, it has to accompany specific guidelines like, one, no other treatment can be available, and two, no coercion can be used, good or bad, take the shot or get fired or get the shot and get a free donut. Since these fundamental guidelines have been broken at every level, can't we end this by bringing a suit on those on that basis?
I believe there is some litigation on that, the use of the emergency use authorizations to force this vaccine that doesn't have full FDA approval, or the one that does have full FDA approval is not available. There is other litigation, not in my case, in this particular Air Force case, but that issue is being considered in another court.
Lister says, I have two siblings in the Army and Air Guard, North Dakota. This week, 9 airmen are leaving because they will not vaccinate, and 12 with the Army for the same reason. This is not good.
Clearly.
Yeah, that's why we need a preliminary injunction, because, you know, put yourself in the shoes of the airman whose religious accommodation has been denied. So you're not sure if that's going to change, and now you've got to figure out how to feed your family. And so maybe a job comes along. You might say, you know what, I better just take this civilian job now, because when I get kicked out 2 months from now, that job may not be there. So unfortunately, the military's, you know, rush to push people out has the effect of them looking for places to land. And, you know, we want to freeze things because we believe we will win this lawsuit in the end. Indeed, I'm very confident of that. So, and we've also asked for a nationwide injunction, too. We will see if the court grants that.
How about legislation? I see Senator Hovind, Senator Cruz have introduced legislation to change the vaccination policies of the DOD as it pertains to COVID-19. Is that a track? Do you have any faith in succeeding?
Well, if it were to pass, it would be very good, because basically it appears that the bill would compel the Secretary of Defense to recognize every request for religious accommodation. Problem is, where are the votes? Assuming you could get some Democrats to vote yes in the Senate, and assume it could get past the filibuster threshold, chances are Biden would veto it. I mean, if he agreed with this, Biden would just drop the DOD vaccine mandate. So, I don't know how it gets passed with the current configuration of Congress.
We have a call that came in earlier for you, Chris. Question related to some of the topics that came up last Friday with Dr. McCullough, and specific to a treaty of concern. Here's the question.
Regarding the treaty that is going to be discussed May 22nd through the 28th in Geneva, and we were just wondering when Chris was going to be on your show today, if you could ask him if, you know, doctors, governors, individual states, if we will be bound to what is signed in that treaty, if the World Health Organization does get the power to determine, you know, mandates, you know, during a health crisis, pandemic, you know, whatever they decide is a world, you know, a crisis. Just wondering if, you know, they said we have to wear masks, get the shot, shut our businesses down, if we have any recourse.
All right, good question. Chris?
Yeah, the answer to that question is, yes, treaties do have the force of federal law. So if the United States formally adopts a treaty, that treaty then takes on the equivalent of a federal statute. However, it has to be a ratified treaty for that to happen, meaning two-thirds of the Senate would have to agree to that, to the treaty, which I think is highly unlikely in this context. And, you know, so what you've seen quite often is this happened a lot during the Obama administration. They would get into these international agreements. They knew they didn't have two-thirds of the senators behind them, and so they would just sort of informally adopt for example, the Iran nuclear deal is an example of this. But that agreement doesn't have the force of a treaty until two-thirds of the Senate votes in favor. So I am cautiously optimistic that nothing is going to have the binding force of law that might come out of that that conference.
There's some talk of amending a treaty that already exists. Can they do that?
Again, with two-thirds vote in the Senate. That's the key. And that's the Founding Fathers put that in there. Precisely so. We would not be likely getting into treaties that would affect the lives of Americans.
Chris, appreciate your hard work on all of this. I know it comes at a great sacrifice, and we appreciate the fact that you've been tireless on it. And keep that winning record going on this one, okay?
Will do. Thanks a lot.
Alliance of Free Citizens attorney Chris Kobach, who is a warrior, for sure. And we appreciate the fact that he's doing what he's doing on behalf of the men and women of the United States military. Think about that. 9 airmen, just North Dakota alone, from one listener, leaving 12 from the Army. Sad.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're kind of Karen West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.